This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Renee Portanova from the New Garden Society joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Renee, tell us about the New Garden Society and what you are doing. This is incredible to us.
Thank you for the opportunity to tell you about our small organization. We just finished our 10th season gardening in the prison gardens here in Boston, Greater Boston area. And the thing that makes our organization unique is that we are all professionals in the green industry, and we most of our educators volunteer their time to come in and teach vocational training in horticulture to incarcerated people. And we've been doing that, as I said, for 10 years now. And we've worked in both male and female facilities. And we've even worked with the Department of Youth Services educating youth on horticultural practices.
I know a lot of people go into prisons and places and teaching skills and whatever, but it seems to me that working with something green, something alive, must really resonate with folks. Can you tell us what a difference it's made in those people's lives?
Yeah, that's a really wonderful question, and I'm really appreciate that you asked it. We had our last day of programming yesterday, and we got to hear from the students. We got to hear feedback from them about what the programming meant to them. And one of the resounding themes was how being outside, having access to fresh air and fresh vegetables and fruit meant the world of difference to them. For some of our students, it is the only opportunity for them to be outside. Mm. And so, you know, think about how much you all enjoy being in the outdoors. And, you know, we have these students that are just getting outside maybe 2 to 4 hours a week for our garden program. And another thing that emerges quite often is this connection to their family and friends. It's a real reminder of practices that they participated in with their family and friends before they were incarcerated. And that feeling of nostalgia is really important to them.
Does it feel like the prisoners are ever weary of getting involved with this? You're in a prison. Maybe you can't show that you have a softer side that is into horticulture.
You know, not so much that we've had some reservations around getting clothes and shoes dirty, which is very understandable when you have very limited resources in that respect.
Sure.
But your question reminds me of a story a student told me. You know, we always talk about the therapeutic aspects of horticulture and how people tend to feel more relaxed and happier before and after, or, you know, during and after gardening. But we had one student tell us, you know, I feel sad when I'm in the garden. And we were like a little confused But then he went on to explain that in being incarcerated, you're not able to allow yourself to be vulnerable. And so being in the garden was the one safe space for him to feel sad and to feel a range of emotions that he wasn't able to express in his day-to-day life in the carceral system. And I think that was one of the most powerful things I had ever heard from a student.
Renee, this is such an incredible and interesting way to give back that I otherwise probably would have never thought of. How did you end up coming, like, what was the spark to make you found this and go into prisons and help people?
Yeah, so I had been a practicing horticulturist for a number of years and always had education as a component of that, teaching adults. I was working for a nonprofit doing some adult education. And through that nonprofit, I got to see a speaker named James Giller, who founded the program at Rikers Island through the New York Horticultural Society. And after seeing him speak, I was really inspired to continue that work here in Massachusetts. And I reached out to the DOC and realized that there was a huge demand. And although there were other prison garden programs in the New England area, nobody was really approaching it from a vocational standpoint, where we're professionals in the green industry, and we were so passionate about our industry and our work, and think of our work as very inclusive to many backgrounds. And we really wanted to share that with people that are incarcerated that will be re-entering into our communities. And we really wanted to have the opportunity to shape their experience while they were incarcerated, knowing that vocational training is one way to help with recidivism rates.
So you have a fundraising event coming up, the New Garden Party,
yes,
for the New Garden Society. That is November 16th. It's happening at,
yes,
the Boston Nature Center. It goes from 2 to 5 p.m. There's going to be a,
correct,
silent auction, food and drinks. If people want to buy tickets, where do they do that?
Yeah, you can go to Eventbrite and find the link. We have a sliding scale tickets for sale. And like you already mentioned, there's going to be some wonderful silent auction items up for grabs. And also the food is being prepared by our friends at NECAT, which is the New England Culinary Arts Training Program that also works with incarcerated people in vocational training.
I also see there's a link on the newgardensociety.org. You can go there to their events page, and you can purchase tickets to their website as well. This is awesome.
Yes.
This is incredible. What a great story to share with us this morning. So, Renee, you and the entire team over there at the New Garden Society are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo! I know. Thank you so much. This is so exciting.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.